Instructions. You are going to hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer the questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the real test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. Now, turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation about house facilities. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You'll see there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, Campus Flat Agency. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm ringing to complain about problems with my flat's facilities.
Fine. May I take down your details first?
The reason for dialing is to complain. So complain has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning, Campus Flat Agency. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm ringing to complain about problems with my flat's facilities.
Fine. May I take down your details first?
Yes.
What's your name?
Kevin Green.
Okay, Kevin. And your address?
I live in International House in the South Area.
Your room number?
My room number is 16C.
On which floor?
The third floor.
Okay. Third floor, room 16C. Are you a registered student at the university?
Yes, I am.
What's your registration number?
It is KG6037.
Okay. What's your faculty?
Computer science.
How long is your flat lease?
I'm not sure. Let me check. It is 1 year.
How long have you been in the flat?
Just 2 months. Now, look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 5 to 10.
Well, what are the problems that you've been having?
The first thing is the bathroom tap.
Let me take notes. Tap in your bathroom. What's wrong with it?
It is leaking. I'd really hope to get that replaced right now.
Okay. How about this afternoon?
That's great.
Anything else?
The next one is the stove in the kitchen.
What's the trouble with it?
You know, the stove is not a new one when we moved into the flat.
Yes. Does it work?
No. The door of the stove is broken.
Okay. How about repairing it next week?
Fine. And the last point is the problem of the TV set.
What's the matter with the TV set?
It had no sound from the day before yesterday.
Fine.
I do hope you can repair it as soon as possible.
You know, there will be a very good football match on tomorrow evening. We all hope to watch it.
Okay. How about we repair it at the same time as your stove?
Great.
Anything else?
No, just three items.
Okay. We will get a repairman over to you tomorrow afternoon. Are you available at that time?
I will return to the flat at about 4 o'clock.
So, how about 5 o'clock?
Fine.
You can contact the repairman if your time will be changed.
OK.
His phone number is 654-33747.
Right.
Do you have any questions?
Let me think. Yes. How about the repair fee?
Usually, the price is at least £5, but you just use 2 months, so we offer free repair.
That's so great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now, turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a lecture about a sports centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Welcome to the Edge Climbing Centre. I'm Jason White, Manager Assistant. I'd like to give you an introduction about the Climbing Centre. The Edge Climbing Centre was opened in 1994 and reconstructed and doubled its original size in 1998. The Edge is a founder member of the Association of British Climbing Walls and supports the work of the British Mountaineering Council. As you know, climbing is a great activity for keeping fit and healthy. So we aim to provide a climbing experience that is enjoyable, imaginative, and challenging. Let's begin with our facilities. The first one I'd like to introduce you to is the main hall. With over 150 routes, the main hall packs in a huge variety of climbs on featured and flat panels. Our facilities are continuously developing and feature a 13-meter articulated wall that can rotate to minus 45 degrees. Easier routes can be top roped. Other routes have quick draws in place of the lead climber. We think we have every angle covered. Our bouldering area is one of the best of its kind in the country. A mixture of flat panels and featured walls provide overhanging cracks, flakes, pockets, and corners. There are angles to suit everyone, from the beginner to the most experienced climber. Located just next to our bouldering area is the small warm-up wall. You can climb at an easy standard to get those bones moving. There are lots of big holds and small crimps. In addition, it is also equipped with top ropes that are ideal for demonstrating techniques to novices. Our cafe is a relaxing place to have a rest between climbs with plenty of choice.
We sell tea,
coffee, and soft drinks, as well as a range of mouth-watering cakes. The Edge has two changing areas located on the upper floor. There are also toilets, washing facilities, and lockers. Locker keys are available from reception.
Now, look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
At the Edge, you can pay per visit or save on course fees by becoming a member. We have three types of membership. Gold membership is ideal for regular visitors. Our gold membership packages are available for 6 to 12 month periods. You should pay £18 for half a year and £30 for 1 year. You do not need to pay any course fees. The fee of our 12-month silver membership package is £20. Climbers have to pay £1 for each course. Both gold membership and silver membership is offered to climbers over the age of 18. Meanwhile, younger climbers aged from 14 to 17 should try the bronze membership, which is more suitable. It has the same period and price as the silver membership. We open at 10 a.m. in the morning to 10:30 in the evening, from Monday to Friday. We are open until 8 o'clock in the evening on weekends. Please pay attention. We do not open on bank holidays. We also offer training courses, which are designed for inexperienced climbers, on Monday and Wednesday evening. You can choose outdoor course or indoor course, depending on your needs. Usually, the indoor course is suitable for beginners. If you want to know more details about it, please visit our reception. Miss Morris will give you a hand. Thanks for attending the introduction lecture of the Edge Climbing Center. I hope you will enjoy our facilities in the future.
This is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a lecture about a university library. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Well, first of all, welcome to the orientation tour of University Library. I'm David White, a library staff here. I know all of you are new students. You will probably need some sort of guidance to help you to use the library effectively for your studies and research. Today, I'd like to introduce you to the different parts and functions of the library. Now, let's start on a tour from the entrance here. As you can see, there are three floors, First of all, I will introduce you to the ground floor. There are three parts of the ground floor. The first one that we face now is the reception. It supplies library information to all visitors. As a new student, you should apply for your library card first before using the library resources. Remember to take one passport photo and your union card when you come here to register. Next to it is the computer section on the right entrance. As you see, there are 10 computers for students to search library resources, such as reference books. You can also search the library information by using your own laptop in the house, but you should get your username and password when you register in the computer center tomorrow. The last section on the ground floor is the leisure bar. We make sure there is no food or drink in our reading room. If you are hungry, you can go to the leisure bar on the corner of the ground floor. It is a relaxed place. Drinks and snacks are supplied there. The large section on the second floor, located in the center, is called the reference room. You will find all kinds of textbooks, literature materials, or dictionaries in the room. Near to it is a small room called the closed reserve room. According to library rules, important reference books cannot be taken away from the library, so students have to sit in the closed reserve room to read.
Now look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions 26 to 30.
The room opposite to the closed reserve room is the periodical room. We offer various current or back newspapers, magazines, and journals. There is a small room called the audiovisual room next to it. You can find tapes or CDs or watch videos in there. If you want to photocopy some materials, you can go to the photocopy room on the right corner beside the stairs. We offer 5 computers, 4 photocopiers, and 4 laser printers there. You should deposit money in your library card first and then swipe your card before using the photocopier or printer. There are some rules. The first rule is that we do not accept coins. The second rule is to limit your session to half an hour at a time when the photocopier is busy or the printer is busy. The last important rule is that please do not start printing less than 10 minutes before the library closes. The reading room and meeting room are both located on the top floor. Now, we are in the big reading room with a glass roof. As you see, it is very bright and quiet in here. You can read books while enjoying the sunshine. The last section I wish to introduce to you is the conference room. There are some different size rooms with a round work table and multimedia equipment for teachers and students to do group work. Okay, let's talk about some warnings. First of all, you can reserve any reference book if they are on loan, but the available time is only 48 hours. If you cannot come to the reception to take your reserved books, you will miss out. Then, if your book is recalled by the library, you have to return it within 7 working days. Otherwise, the book is overdue and you will have to pay a fine. The other thing is your library card. All records of using library resources are in your card. I hope you can keep your card safely. Especially, do not leave it in your student locker. If you lose it, please come to our reception to report the loss and apply for a new one in order to avoid further trouble. Good. Well, that's the end of the tour of the library. You can look around for yourselves now, and if you have any questions, please ask the advisor at the reception.
This is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now, turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear a lecture about British holidays. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
British celebrate many religious, historical, social, and cultural holidays throughout the year. Some holidays marked on calendar are celebrated throughout the country. Others are based on local customs and traditions which reflect the variety of experience in different regions. Britain remains mainly a Christian nation, but most Britons do not go to church regularly or engage in Christian worship. Because of immigration and changing beliefs, most of the world's religions are practiced in Britain, such as Hindu, Judaism, Muslim faith, and the Sikh. Christmas is the biggest and best-loved British holiday. While Christmas has a Christian meaning, it commemorates the birth of Jesus Christ. People usually celebrate Christmas by decorating homes and workplaces with coloured lights and Christmas trees and ornaments and exchanging gifts. There are three traditional Christmas activities in Britain. One is the Christmas pantomime, a comical musical play. Another British Christmas tradition is to hear the Queen give her Christmas speech over television and radio. The British Queen is also the Queen of other nations, such as Canada and Australia, and so her speech is broadcast to millions of subjects throughout the world. The third British Christmas tradition, which is also celebrated in countries with British heritage, is Boxing Day, which falls on the day after Christmas. People used to give Christmas gifts or money to their staff on Boxing Day. However, a new Boxing Day custom has emerged. It is shopping. But for most people, it is a day of visiting, eating, and relaxing. For churchgoers, the biggest holiday is Easter, not Christmas. It is the most important Christian festival in Britain. Easter commemorates the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter is in the spring when universities and schools are closed for breaks. During the Easter period, Christians attend many church services and charity activities. Easter eggs are the main symbol of Easter. As time goes on, nowadays, people give each other chocolate or candy for Easter. There are some local festivals and holidays in England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Scotland. People can know about the different culture and customs of the four nations of the United Kingdom. Many festivals and customs have been invented, adopted, and used to serve political or religious functions in times of conflict. Special days in England and Wales show their national pride in their unique languages and cultures and remind people that there is much more to the UK than the English and England. One truly English holiday in England is called Bonfire Night, celebrated in early November. English people celebrate this event in the traditional way. Small children with a straw effigy called the Guy appear on British streets. They beg for money from passing adults. They buy lots of fireworks to set off on Bonfire Night. Most communities have public bonfires, where people gather to cook potatoes and sausages in the fire and watch fireworks performing. The biggest Bonfires Night celebration is held in the small medieval town of Lewes, where torchlight parades wind through the narrow streets. Northern Irish Catholics celebrate the birthday of the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick, on the 17th of March of each year. Patrick was a Catholic bishop who lived in the 5th century and is thought to have brought Christianity to Ireland. He lived in Great Britain, but was captured by Irish raiders and became a slave at the age of 16. He eventually escaped and returned to Britain. However, he accepted the invitation of the Irish and returned to Ireland to begin his successful missionary career. Most British people welcome the coming of the new year. In Scotland, New Year's Eve is called Hogmanay. It is on the 31st of December and is the major winter celebration. But Christmas is very quiet. How Hogmanay is celebrated varies through Scotland. But one widely practiced custom is first footing. There is a superstitious belief that the first person to cross the threshold of a household in the new year can bring luck and prosperity. The appearance of a young, preferably dark-haired and handsome man is considered particularly lucky. First footers usually bring a bottle of alcohol, a lump of coal, or a peat as a gift and given a dram of whiskey as their reward. Halloween, the 31st of October, is another Scottish festival that comes from the great feast of the pagan Celt. It is particularly connected to ghosts. At parties, people dress up in strange costumes and pretend that they are witches. They cut horrible faces in pumpkins and put a candle inside which shines through the eyes. Children dressed in white sheets knock on doors at Halloween and ask if you would like a trick-or-treat. Usually hosts give them something nice, such as coins or candy. Otherwise, they make lots of noise at the front door. Wales has some of the oldest and richest literary, musical, and poetic traditions in Europe. The most famous festival in Wales is the Eisteddfod. In each August, Welsh people hold a large Eisteddfod to remind people that Wales has had a very special cultural heritage. The highlight of the festival is to crown the two bards who have written the best poems of the festival. Nowadays, the Eisteddfod is the largest popular festival of music, making poetry and writing in Europe. The British calendar is full of holidays and festivals which show the different cultures and histories of the people who make up Britain. Such holidays and festivals not only remind people of how cultures change and influence each other, but also give people a chance to share in the rich cultural heritage of the United Kingdom.
This is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.